Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song.
Oh, come and
sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord a new song.
Sing to the Lord.
Sing to the Lord.
Man, that is one amazing song, I got to say. Is that, I mean, the harmonizing is just, whoa, it's, praise God. Amen and amen. And we already prayed. I know. A lot of people, you know, like somebody else has preached, they'll pray again. That's fine. But we opened with prayer when I started with the study, and I'm just going to continue on with the faith in that. The Lord is still blessing us because He is. And but if somebody else was to step up to the mic, I can clearly understand why they would want to pray again. And so that's perfectly fine. Let me just see. Thanks again, Brother Eli. It turns out it was as we know, it was referenced to Acts 20, verse 7. It was they did it in the Seventh-day Adventist Bible. In Exodus 20, verse 11, you'll see it says it's a cross-reference jumping you to Acts 20, verse 7. That's talking about the real Sabbath. And then, I didn't know this, they also did it on Revelation 1, verse 10. And so, praise God that we have eyes to see. You know, if you stay in the Seventh-day Adventist Church, this kind of stuff is going to easily manipulate your faith. I mean, look at the way they are now. They don't see anything wrong in the sins that are so blatantly obvious to those of us that do have eyes that see. That's got to scare some of them, I would think, right? And they're going to come out of them, right? Revelation 18 wasn't written just for the sake of filling a page. And so, but here I got this first praise I want to share is from Brother Tim. He just sent me here in a text. You're okay. And again, we already prayed. And so it's a Sabbath blessing, brothers and sisters. I would love to praise God for healing my German Shepherd. She has a knot on her side. I have prayed so much for her and still pray Jesus heals her, as He is doing a little at a time each and every day. Praise God. I also would like to praise God for my salvation and happiness, that our God is so great, and praise His name always. Amen and amen. And I want to echo that too. I praise the Lord for my salvation and the joy that comes with it. And especially today, we need that joy and the peace that comes with it, because it's getting crazy out there. Satan is flexing his muscles. He's doing things to people that are going to cause them to either jump off the path of Christ and start blaming God for all sorts of bad things that are happening to them, or they're going to cry out to God and embrace Him and grab His ankles in prayer and just beg Him for the additional peace that's promised, and thank Him for the additional peace that's promised too. It's really going off the chart out there. And I also want to praise the Lord. I'm going to be going into my praise list here in a moment, because I kind of fell behind on everything here with all that's been going on this week. But I want to praise the Lord that the chat room is working, and I don't have to do the MacGyvering thing where it's coming in through a different monitor like we had to do last night, because it just wouldn't work. And it's working fine. Because this is the way I've always done it. So praise God, I didn't have to, in other words, it's not blanking out. And it's important for us to do this on Sabbath, because a lot of the testimonies are put into the text chat, and then, of course, Sister Minnie reads it later. But it's just nice to have that there. And so, amen, I want to praise His name for that answer prayer, because that happened quick, especially last night in regards to all that was happening, where the streamer wasn't working at all. And I thought, oh, great, I'm going to have to reinstall this. But praise the Lord, He had already talked me into, or moved me towards getting a different ISP just to surf the internet for myself and to stream with, because it's more than 10 times faster than what I'm paying for the servers. And the upload is like a minimum 3 to 6 times faster for upload. And so the streamer works so much better with it, as everybody can tell right now. But the thing is reinstalling the streamer last night, it's like 500 meg or something. It's huge. In my regular internet, yeah, we'd still be downloading now probably. It's just slow. And so praise God that it's all fixed, and we're having charge with no problems. But I do have a few praises here that I got in, two now, but I'm sure if I check my email here in a moment, I'll be getting some more. And Sister Mindy probably has a stack she's building on right now just by looking at the text chat. But this first one's from Sister Daniela. She says, Sabbath blessings, church family. We found out 2 months ago that my mother had discovered a lump in her breast. I became very concerned as I began to think it. The worst. and fear began to overtake me. God reminded me that he didn't give me a spirit of fear. He also reminded me in prayer of this Bible verse in Isaiah 26:3 that thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. Me and my husband encouraged my mother to see a doctor, as she was very reluctant to seek medical help, as many of us, like myself, included, because I don't trust doctors anymore. You know, they're just, you know, what they did in the plandemic was, it's just awful. They're ghouls now. They're literal ghouls. You know, like what they kept on trying to do to Tim's wife when Tim was sitting by her bedside, and now they're trying to do the same thing to Marie's, you know, to our brother Tony. They're doing the same thing, constantly saying, let's pull the plug. They're ghouls. Yeah, that's all they are. And so, she goes on to say that we assured her that our prayers alone with medical help would sort out the problem. Well, she went to see the doctor and was prescribed a mammogram and an ultrasound. And normally in Croatia, and again, Croatia is a lot safer than American Medical Association, right? Much, much safer. She says it takes several months to receive these procedures. Well, both procedures were scheduled within 2 weeks' time, praise God. The results of the test, now this is God's hand, you can see this, what she says next. The results of the test found that she had a severe bacterial infection on the verge of sepsis. They scheduled her for the next day for an operation to drain the infection. And sepsis can kill you, as you know. A lot of old folks, when they're on their deathbed, that's usually what ends up shutting everything down, is sepsis. And you get it from in the hospital, too, because they don't open windows. They don't let any fresh air in hospitals and stuff like that. So people are getting sick left and right. It's another thing, too. So they just figure, we'll just use the drugs to take. No. Just how about some natural methods that really do work, you know? I'm not complaining. I'm just saying it's, we know what time it is. It's that time, and they're just going to do what they're going to do. So she finishes by saying, praise be to the Lord. If this had been prolonged, the sepsis would have most likely cost her life, as she has diabetes. I would just love to encourage everyone to take all of your cares to the Lord in prayer. Your sister in Christ, Daniela. So amen, amen, and amen, dear sister. Okay, so Brother Stephen is the next one I got this morning, and he says, hi, brothers and sisters in Christ, happy Sabbath. I would like to share the Lord's blessings in my life. I praise God that he does not deal with us as our iniquity deserves. His mercies endureth forever. His counsels are excellent. I praise God that he teaches us the truth so that we and those around us are blessed. He helps us when we think we are beyond help. I praise him for the souls he brings us into contact with. I praise God for the nice dreams and the dreams of warning, for the trials so that we can grow stronger, for the healings of his grace, for his patience and long-suffering with us despite our falls. I thank him for rescuing me. I thank him for the fellowship of Christ. God bless. Okay, amen, Brother Stephen. Very well put. Okay, let's see. Oh, Sister Mindy has her hand up, so I'm going to drop the mic and check my emails. I'll be back in a minute.
God's blessings, brothers and sisters. Can everybody hear me okay? Praise the Lord. All right, so I'm going to share some praises I have. I'm going to start with the ones that were posted during the children's study. And so let me pull those up. The first one is from little sister Luna. She praises God for helping all in the world and healing everyone. Praises God for snow and for the food and roof over our heads and all he gives us for life. Praise the Lord, little sister. And then Brother Jesse had a praise. He says, praise the Lord for the Lord's major protection. Yes, we praise him for protecting us always. And little Brother Damien praises God for all the snow and wonderful praises shared today. Praise the Lord. Sister Denise has a praise. I thank and praise the Lord for his mercy, long-suffering, forgiveness, gentleness, protection, love, and for his truth and words. Also, I thank the Lord for the beloved church family and for the indwelling comfort and guidance of the Holy Spirit, and I thank the Lord for another beautiful Sabbath and for allowing us to see another year. Praise the Lord, sister. I echo that. And then, Sister Ida, I praise the Lord for his many blessings and for and all of the blessings that he does for everyone every day. Praise the Lord. And then, Sister Dania, praise the Lord for a snowy Sabbath today and for the new year that has started. And I also want to thank him for his protection, blessings, and healings. Praise the Lord, sister. Sister Pam says, I praise the Lord for helping me to grow and learn this last year. Amen. Praise the Lord. And then Brother Gabriel and Isaiah, praise the Lord for all the blessings, for all the answered prayers, for all the healing he has done for us, for allowing us to be able to live to see another year, for the food that he provides, for the roof over our head. Amen. Praise the Lord. And then little brother JoJo says, I want to praise the Lord for God healing us, for Jesus making us happy. And little sister Jade says, I want to praise the Lord for helping me with school, for the beautiful nature that God gave us. Praise the Lord. And then these are some praises that were shared in the chat room earlier. Sister Barbara says, I would like to praise the Lord for all his mercies, patience, blessings, and his endless love. Amen. I echo that, sister. And Brother Alex has unspoken praises, and he says, praise the Lord for neutralize a bad situation 3 times in a row and for a blessing at work. Praise the Lord, brother. And then Brother Eli has an unspoken praise, and he says, praise the Lord for healing me and my family before it comes a fully developed flu. Praise the Lord. And then Sister Mary says, I want to praise the Lord for my salvation and the joy that comes with it, for his mercy, long-suffering, patience, protection, his love, for his correction, for answers to prayers, even if it's no, for the snow and for this church family. Praise the Lord, sister. And then, let's see, I've got a couple of PMs here I wanted to share that were sent to me. This is from Sister Katie, and she says, praise the Lord for a new year of beginnings and a new year to get even closer to Jesus. Praise the Lord, sister, and I totally echo that as well. And then I got a praise from, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it correctly, Brother Zekvier, it's Xavier, says, praise the Lord, I was running low on heating fuel and could only afford 5 gallons worth, and the gas man at the gas station pulled out a receipt from 2020 with 60 gallons of heating fuel that had not been taken and forgotten. Was gladly praising the Lord. Oh, wow, brother, that is awesome. Praise the Lord. God always provides. Amen. And let's see. I think we have another one that was just posted in the room. This is from Sister Aurora. I praise the Lord for so many blessings, our health, our finances, budget, healthy vehicles, healthy pets, even some things that go a little wonky are not horrible. Walking with the Lord is very different than relying on or our own understanding. I am grateful for this church family, for the Bible, for the Lord's mercy, and so very much more. Praise the Lord and happy and blessed Sabbath to all. Praise the Lord, sister, and I also echo your praise there. And keep the praises coming, everyone. Praise the Lord. Let this be. This is the first testimony Sabbath of the year. Let it be the best testimony Sabbath we've ever had. Love you all.
Amen. Oh, go ahead, Anthony. I'm still gathering testimonies.
Wait, can you all hear me clear? Okie dokie, praise the Lord. Wow, this is actually pretty new to me. I'm usually sending my PMs to Sister Mindy and she reads them, but I figured since I'm on Turbo now, I might as well take advantage of it since I do on Saturday nights. Anyway, there's so much that has happened over the last year. I know we discussed started with 2024, but 2023 has been an amazing blessing because how the Lord moved upon me and Danny the way that that he has just over the entire year alone. It's so much to share that a simple PM or a text in the chat room wouldn't suffice. So I will condense it as much as I can. But I praise the Lord for what he did for me and Danny over the year, 2023. We got married last year, and we had many financial hardships because I was in and out of work throughout the year. But each and every time, some way, somehow, and this kind of echoes Pastor Nick's praise when what he was going through when he was living in a 1,000-level-a-day house, and even after he had moved out of the city, it kind of echoes that because some way, somehow, all of our bills were able to be paid. Our rent was always able to be paid, and then the Lord moved upon us to move out of the house that we first moved into because it was too much, not only with the landlords, but also it was too much on us financially. But he helped pay the rent each and every time. And then the Lord had to spank us to tell us that's not the house he wanted us to move into. So then once the lease was up, it was a 5-month lease, that left us with 1 month to find a place to live. And sure enough, the Lord blessed us with the place that we're currently at, which is actually half what our rent was beforehand. And so we've been able to afford paying the rent here, paying the bills. And we haven't been short at all, except just for the last couple months of 2023, because I had left my other job and moved by faith because it was not only not paying well, but also it was very rigorous work, and my health was declining because of it. And so I left by faith, then ended up being unemployed throughout the month of October, and then November I had a job, but then I got let go of that job just in the middle of December. So I was in and out of work throughout the entire year, but the Lord kept providing the way he did through church members, through my family, and even through Danny's family. It was just the people he moved upon to help us. We were so overwhelmed with so much gratitude and praise. It was like, Lord, we're not even deserving of this. We're grateful, but we're not deserving. But thank you for showing your hand in our lives, and thank you for showing us that you're still with us. And also throughout even some other small trials that I will leave unspoken, despite that, you know, he moved in so many other ways as well, and it brought us so much closer to him. And it got to the point where I was saying, you know what, all these things that are happening, it may seem big, but I've gotten to the point where I'm like, I'm not even worried about it anymore. I'm just like, God, I know you'll take care of it. And because of that exercise of faith, he certainly did take care of us. And pardon me. And now going into 2024, it has been a tremendously blessed year so far. We've only been through the first week already, but it's already been so blessed because not only have we been taking stock in ourselves, but the Lord's been revealing to us sins that we need to overcome, sins that have been committed, the things that we weren't aware of, but the Lord brought to our attention so that we can confess and forsake them. So he's working on us in that respect. And also, since, like I said, throughout 2023, I was in and out of work, I'm happy to report, by God's grace, that me and Danny both together, we were looking for work. And we applied to a couple different jobs together. And this past Thursday, while we were out grocery shopping, we got an email from one of the companies that we applied for that said, congratulations, you have now moved forward in the next step of the recruiting process, and you will be interviewed And then so we selected January 6th as the – excuse me, no. No, they told us January 6th was the interview date. We just had to select the time that would work best for us. So we picked January – not January 6th, excuse me, January 9th at 10 o'clock in the morning. So we got an interview to work together full-time, and the pay is extraordinary. It'll definitely help us get out of our struggle. And it'll definitely help us get caught up on some bills that we weren't able to pay. And also, it'll help us to put back into the church that has so graciously helped us, like you guys. You guys have been such a blessing unto me and Danny. It has strengthened our walk with Christ. And you know, we have such an awesome Father. I've never seen a church move the way it does as this one. And so it's, you know, not only can we get caught up on our bills, but also we can finally, you know, put back into the church that has helped us out so graciously, put back into those love offerings, and just see the advancement of this kingdom move even further. So I'm not going to take up too much time, but I just wanted to praise the Lord for all that. There was a lot that could have been said, but this is as short as I could put it. I love you all very much. God bless. Happy Sabbath, and just praise his mighty name.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We've been praying, and so, amen. It's nice to see the prayer answered there. Yeah, because I know what you've been going through. Like you said, yeah, Fran and I dealt with that for, well, the 1,011 days, and then when we finally got away from the city, another 18 months. And so, praise his name. God is an awesome God. And so I got another praise from Tim and, I got one from Sister Marie, too, so I'm going to share that one first because I just happened to be looking at it because she texted me directly after Tim. She sent me two things, but I'm not going to send the second one because it appears personal. And so this first one, she says, my praise is to thank God for my salvation and for the time he gave me with my husband. If it's the Lord's will to take my husband, then his will be done. I also thank God in the name of Jesus for any and all healing he gives to my husband. To God be the glory and honor. And here's the amazing thing, and this is what the Lord showed me. And you can take it for what it's worth, because I know Sister Marie's listening, and so is Tony right now, because they're, you know, she's listening on WTPR at the hospital. Because the Lord helped me out of a grieving, even though I'm still grieving because of what happened with my son. And even though it's like 2 years next month, he sat me down, like, because I was in prayer, you know, like midday, like I always do. And it seems to be my favorite day, time of the day to pray. Yeah, because I'm not rushing it or anything like that, you know. And the Lord was showing me that my son Luke is healed. Because we look at these healings and these prayers being answered in a worldly way sometimes, because that's what I was doing, because like for 18 or 17 years, we kept praying to have Luke healed. And he was healed spiritually, because that was our main prayer. But then we wanted him healed physically as well. And then after I, you know, weeping and all that stuff going on for so long, the Lord sat me down, more or less, for lack of a better term, and more or less said, but Luke is healed. And then it dawned on me, he says, you're right. When he wakes up, because he's just taking a nap right now. Our Father doesn't look at death the way we do. When Luke gets up, he's going to be totally healed, and he's going to go through life for eternity without any issues anymore. It's totally, totally healed. And that's when real life begins, because down here it's just a pilgrimage. It's just a test anyway. And so I look at the same thing with Tony, whether the Lord heals him now or later on when he gets up, because it's not going to be long for taking a nap in today's world, because, you know, if everything goes down the way the enemy of souls wants it to go down via the Vatican, we know we have, you know, not a lot of years left, you know, especially then when you look at these comets that are all coming towards the planet, three different ones, and one of them is bigger than any comet that was ever recorded in human history. It's all heading towards this planet around the years 29 and 30, you know, 2029 and 2030. And it just so happens the same year that the Pope wants a one-world government, which we know is the last 15 days of Plague 6. So if that all happens the way it looks like it's going to happen, and we don't have to set dates because the Pope's setting these dates. We don't. We're just echoing what he wants. If that all goes down the way he wants, then, yeah, we've only got Well, it's 2024, so we only have 5 years left. And some people says, oh, that just comes up to 2029. I says, yeah, plagues fall within a year. So, you know, they have to do what they got to do before Plague 6 hits, and those plagues fall within a year. And so they have to do what they're going to do in 2029 or early 2030, you know, because we don't know how it's going to go down. We just know. We don't know the exact day or year or nothing like that. We just know it's close. And so, yeah, because many people are going to die just like in Noah's day, right before the flood, so that, you know, when it's all said and done, they can just get up again and continue life forever. So praise God for that. And Brother Tim, he sent another praise. He says, I have another praise from Leola, a new person in the faith. She wants to praise God for her family's safety. Amen and amen. So obviously something must have happened. But amen. So praise God. All right, let me, Sister Mindy's got her hand up. So I'm going to, yeah, amen. The next conscious thought that we have after going to sleep and death is seeing the Lord coming in clouds. And this is why, and that's if you're going to be just part of the, you know, the general election where the Lord says when he's supposed to eastern skies, what is it, awake, 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 or is it arise, arise, arise? I know he says it three times because all three are getting involved in this. But the thing is you also have that special resurrection that happens directly before that where those that are part of the three angels' message are going to get up before all that goes down, and they're going to be able to witness with the 144,000 the day and the hour that's announced worldwide when the Lord speaks from heaven and declares the exact day and hour when the eastern sky is going to split. And so that is that happens after the plague. And some people say, oh, you're setting dates. No, we're not, because we don't even know that date. We'll know it after the plagues begin. And then, does it matter what you think of us? It doesn't matter now. It's certainly not going to matter then, because we're done preaching. Because whoever's unjust is going to remain unjust. Whoever's filthy is going to remain filthy. Plus, whoever's holy is going to remain holy. Whoever's righteous is going to remain righteous. Awake, awake, awake. That's okay, good. That's word to the little flock, page 14. Awake, 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 ye that sleep in the dust and arise. And so thank you, Brother Anthony. Okie dokie. So let me reread this. One thing is there is so much peace in knowing the state of the dead, especially if you're in Christ. Yeah, amen. And I actually saw that happen once with a woman who was all tore up because her 4 or 5 year old nephew died or something like that and was tearing her up. And I shared with her the state of the dead, and it calmed her out. She goes, I never knew that. I thought he was wandering around yelling, mommy, mommy. No, he doesn't even know he's dead. You know, nobody knows they're dead. They're just a dreamless sleep, the Bible says. And I have a page on the website all about state of the dead. Immortal.htm, immortal. All right, so let me check my emails, and I'm going to drop the mic so Sister Minnie can jump on.
All right. Praise the Lord. This is a great testimony Sabbath. I have some more prayers to share. Let me pull them up here. Okay, so Brother Alex, another praise. Praise the Lord for coming away uninjured from a firework. It just so happened to be positioned in a way that the explosion blew away from the hand. Praise the Lord, brother. And then Sister Vanessa had a praise, and I apologize I had skipped over this one. And if I happen to do that, brothers and sisters, please let me know. I don't want to. I want everybody's praises to be shared. So I apologize if that happens. Sister Vanessa says, praise the Lord. My cat was pregnant, and the vet said that she could have complications. She had 6 kittens on January 3rd. I was praying for her during delivery. No complications, all healthy. Also, praise the Lord for my not watching YouTube since January 1st. God is good all the time. Praise the Lord, sister. Oh, how awesome. Little kittens. That's awesome. What a blessing. And then Brother Gorin has several praises. He wants to praise the Lord for, one, protection of non-immediate family members from a traffic accident. He has in parentheses, they weren't involved, but they could have been. And then 2, for removing the desire to continue in a very bad and sinful habit. Parentheses, he says, first he made it impossible for me to practice it, then he made me completely forget about it, and then lastly he reminded me of it, and I simply didn't have the desire to do it again. Praise the Lord, brother. And it's amazing how that happens, you know, when we have a bad habit we know we shouldn't be doing. And it's just amazing how the Lord just helps us to overcome. And then he says, number three, my cousin left her bag in a whole another city, and it was safely returned to her by her work colleague, and no personal documents, ID cards, credit cards were lost, everything intact. Praise the Lord. And then four, he says, for online witnessing opportunities, five, for getting me out of a trial/trouble regarding my job, six, for a resolved unspoken emergency, parentheses, bills to pay, seven, for multiple travel mercies, some for me, some for my family and relatives, eight, for protection from my physically falling and breaking some part of my body, and last one, for his mercy and goodness for my loved ones, for God's care and protection in general. Praise the Lord, brother. You have a lot of awesome praises. And then Brother Eli shared a verse. He says, I want to praise the Lord for this verse. And this is Matthew chapter 6, verse 34. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. And he shared this after Brother Anthony shared his awesome testimony. So praise the Lord for that. And then I have a couple of PMs that were sent me, so I will go ahead and share those. First one is from Brother Arthur, and let me scroll down to that one, and he says, I want to praise God for his hedge of angels and for blessing and healing me and my family. I've noticed from experience that if I quit a job, I always get a worse one after that. If I get laid off, God gives me a better job. He puts me in situations to learn and prepares me for what he has planned for me next. If I quit a job he has given me, I am showing disrespect for his plans for me, and I always get a worse job after that. If I stay and endure whatever circumstances I am in, I learn things that he is teaching me and preparing me for what is next. Amen. My entire life has been step by step, God always preparing me for the next step. I usually only see things when I get to the next step. In October, I was laid off from my job of almost 6 years. I learned a lot of things on that job. A friend of mine and an ex-coworker referred me to the highest paying company in our area that he is now working at, and it is a huge worldwide Fortune 100 company based in Germany. I got interviews for several positions because of my experience, in parentheses, God's training. I get to choose the position that I want out of three positions. I got to witness to a group of supervisors who interviewed me at a big table because I always have to explain Friday sunset to Saturday sunset when I can't work. Each supervisor wants me in his department, and they are competing for me. So basically, I have the job I've always wanted at $5 per hour more than my previous job. And over the next 4 years, I can increase like $10 more by improvements in increments. The job is night shift, but it is 4 10-hour days, so I don't need to work Friday nights. I get every Friday off to do things at home. God has blessed me and my family so much, and I am very grateful. The final step is the background check by the HR department, job experience, etc. I lost my high school diploma many years ago while moving. Please pray that doesn't become an issue. It could be solved. So the final step goes through with no issues. We'll be praying, brother. And then he says, the IRS just sent me a check for $2,600 and said that I overpaid them. This will help with the bills from being laid off. I praise God for my salvation, his presence in my life, and so many blessings that I cannot even count. Please keep me in your prayers. God bless all of my church brethren. Praise the Lord, brother. That is so awesome to see God's hand move. And then Sister Fran had sent me a praise. The Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. First of all, I want to praise the Lord for his love, mercy, compassion, kindness, and for his salvation for mankind. I praise him for his holy angels who are always guarding us from the evil angels in these final days that we are living in. I praise him for his Holy Spirit who guides us and helps to spread the good news about our dear Jesus who is coming very soon. I praise God for the beautiful mountains that have much wonderful evidence of the flood of Noah. I praise God for his Holy Spirit who gave me the words to share with others about what happened in the days of old and how the flood came to be and the reason for it. Praise the Lord for all the blessings that he bestows to all his obedient children. I also praise the Lord for all of our church family who are scattered all over the world. Praise the Lord, dear sister, and I echo that praise as well. Praise the Lord. All right. And Brother Gilbert put in the room. Praise the Lord for my son-in-law. His home from the emergency room. The Lord is always very good. Amen, amen, and amen. And he had that in capital letters. Praise the Lord. All right. Keep them coming, brothers and sisters. I'm going to scroll up and make sure I'm not forgetting anybody. I think I got them all. All right. If I forgot, if I skipped over any, please let me know. All right, praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen and amen. I have a few praises here and things that I've witnessed this the last month alone, and it hit me pretty hard, and I just want to share it with my brothers and sisters because it was just an amazing thing to witness. First of all, you know, the rough thing that happened at the beginning of the month when we lost some brothers who stepped off the path. It got me down. It got me down in a big way, you know, and because I don't like, you know, going through a lot, you know, even though it's our duty, we got to obey the Lord and do what he says to do. And no matter how obedient you are, sometimes the enemy of souls will just make you feel like you did the wrong thing. And I just kept praying and praying and praying. And within a few moments, I received an email from someone new to the faith, no name mentioned. No name given at all. And I'm just going to read parts of the email because I don't do the praise thing on me or anything. I don't like that. And I'm not going to echo that kind of stuff. But the person said, I'm surely one of the fresh newbies here to take place of some that left. And so they knew what was going on. You know, because the First Timothy 5 thing is pretty obvious what we got to do there. It's different from the Matthew 18, obviously. And there's a blessing, too, I'll share in a little while in regards to the Matthew 18 that we got to do. I'm not going to mention any names there because no need to, because the Lord was glorified. It was the best Matthew 18 we've ever done, I think, to be honest with you, because that's the way it's supposed to work. You know, that is the way it's, you know, that's why the Lord set it up that way. But I'll get to that in a minute. But there's this person is saying, I'm learning so very much. It's lovely to listen to you all. I don't feel quite so alone anymore, yeah, because there's people out there. You know, they see what we do and we say and how the Lord moves, and they're going, wow, I guess, you know, this is normal what I'm going through, because everybody's starting to see it. And this is why the church is growing so amazingly in the last few months. It's just, I mean, it's been growing greatly in the last few years, but what's happening recently is just amazing. And this brother or sister says, I'm one step behind, or I'm one step at a time going, just like us. You're talking about the journeys that you and Griff had used to take was inspiring. I don't know, but I must make some journeys with my son, no matter how small. I have been under immense attack this past year. I am doing many things wrong because God is holding me in this time and place until I figure it all out and adjust my path. I pray God shows me the way one step at a time. So when you just said those exact words in your ending prayer, I was compelled to write and thank you. I am here in my own way to confirm that your message that our Lord inspires you to share is reaching his children. And that, and then he said, and the person says, God bless you, Brother Nicholas. And then he also said, I thought this was nice. Fair warning, I still have many questions, or I will have many questions. I hope I don't exhaust your patience. No, that can't happen. That's the thing I like about emails or phone calls with the questions. That, you know, all the other stuff that's the busyness, I like putting that on the back burner if I can, just to be with brothers and sisters that have questions and or even answers, because I'm, you know, not the smartest tool in the box or smartest student in the chair. And so, but I'm not going to say anything else that's being said here, but compiling this email with all that Brother Alvin preached that day, because this email came on a Sabbath, with all that, and then what Alvin preached that Sabbath, and which I put on the site immediately, as well as the scriptures that Eli sent me when the Lord gave me utterance during the study hour, I was floored. And so it was a hug from heaven. You know, I like to call those hugs from heaven to let me know, yeah, everything's okay. You did what you're supposed to do. This is hard. Yeah, it's understandable, but hey, you did the right. We all did the right. It wasn't just me. Okay. I can't take the credit there and all that. And let me just see. I'm going to get past this dream because I also had a couple of dreams. And then the thing with Mary Beth, oh, man, I can't get into too many details here because certain things should be kept private in regards to what's going on with this work that we're doing with the books. And but the Lord blessed us, all of us, to be able to help her close out her year because she still had a pretty good-sized bill, and it had to be paid by the end of the year. And none of us knew how much it was. She doesn't say that. She doesn't ask for donations, just like we don't. And none of us do. And but I asked her. I says, where are you at on this? And she didn't answer me right away. And so I went to prayer. And for a couple, 3 days, all I kept hearing was a specific number in my mind over and over and over and over again. And then when she finally answered the text, as soon as I could, I got her on the phone and says, you're not going to believe this. Because the number that I kept getting in my mind was the exact number that she sent me in that text. And she was all excited. I was all excited. So it answered my prayers in regards to other things, too, in regards to, are we doing the right thing with these books the way they're going out? And yes, yes, yes. Now, here's another thing. But I got to share this, too, anyway, because of what happened in regards to last week. Oh, no, wait. This was the 26th. Of December, that this big praise, because this is where I dodged a huge bullet that day, and I'm not saying a literal bullet. Nobody was shooting at me, but I was testing a new WYSIWYG program, you know, HTML kind of thing for the website and building and all that. And I even contacted the company and says, "You got a bug in here. You need to fix. You got to make sure this one box ain't checked when you send this out and it's installed, because that box was checked." And I went to test building this my index file on my main page and changing it and using a different method like HTML5. And I was testing it, and so I go to publish it to the hard drive, which this software allows. I didn't know there was a specific box that was checked because it's way hidden in the settings. And when I did that, I started noticing I just happened to have the Windows File Manager open at the time in the directory that I was working, or folder, some people call it. As I hit the thing, it started, everything deleted. My entire website, all 17,000 pages, was gone. And then the directories of all the other things that I built inside the server started popping out left and right. So I immediately shut it down. Praise God for my NAS, you know, network port attached storage. I have copies of my website. As I'm sleeping, it just, you know, copies them. And plus I had the server. It was still on the server, obviously. But that scared me. And it took a few hours to rebuild everything. And every now and then I still find something that's missing and I have to rebuild. But the majority of it was repaired. And I want to praise God the way He calmed me down, because I was getting tempted to, you know, get fearful and get stressed out, and the Lord calm me down. And this, brothers and sisters, we need these trials. I know I do. We need these trials, because when this thing goes down with the mark of the beast, with the Mayan selling thing and how they attack us when we go forth with the loud cry, these trials we're having now are nothing compared to what we're getting, but these trials help us to build our spiritual strength. It's just like lifting weights. You want to be able to lift a heavy weight, you can start with the small weights. And so I want to praise His name for that, because of the way He literally, He just changes things for us like this. It makes it easier to deal with. Instantly, I calm down, and that's when I was able to hear His voice better. You know, not that I, well, you know what I mean. I've only heard His literal voice four times, but this is, we all say it, you know, when we, a thought comes to mind, that's his voice, you know. And so, but then this other thing, the very next day I was in prayer, and I've been praying for this. There's two parts of this prayer that I've been praying for, well, decades. And, well, actually one, I started praying many decades ago, and I saw the Lord answer the prayers. I was just praising him on that part. In regards to something I wanted to do for him when I was the babe in Christ, still a Sunday keeper, you know, and I asked him, I says, you know, first of all, I kind of like to see, you know, I can't wait to see what my life is going to be like in 20, 30, 40 years from now, because now that I found Christ then, right? And then I prayed that something would, he would allow me to do something for the church family, and he did. And so, but this other part of the prayer, and this just floored me as well. It was, I asked the Lord what he would have us concentrate on as a church family to get the truth out now, as well as when we can buy and sell, because we're not going to have internet. We're not going to have gasoline in our cars. We're not even going to have cellular service. We'll be able to still use our cell phones and our computers, yeah, because if you got solar panels, yeah, you can you know, keep them running. But a lot of good it'll do you if you ain't got internet. But you can do certain things. But you can't buy any more ink, can't buy any more paper. And so I heard repeatedly was print tracts, print books, print pamphlets, and buy Bibles. Then a few hours later, Brother Eli, out of the blue, sends me this. And I'm just going to read you the first part. It's pretty long. It's from Youth Instructor. And I'm just going to read the first part, paragraph one. I'll put it in the room here, and I'll close with this, because then I got to check my emails for any more praises. But this was really, it's, I like the way the Lord answers prayers so quickly, you know, literally makes it so easy for us to see what we need to see. And it so concerns me for those we love that don't know Jesus like this. They're, oh, please get on, you know, stop all sin in your life. It's like he kept telling me that one time, and I even put it in a praise list a while ago. You want all the blessings? Stop all the sins. That's the little ones and the big ones. You want all the blessings? Stop all the sins. Okay, this was a while ago that he gave that to me years and years. But he reminded me of it recently because I've been going back into my praise list just reminiscing. That's why I wrote them years ago. I started like a praise diary. Because you forget stuff, and I like to go back and see what he's done. I'd love to be able to go back in my really old stuff that's on paper, but I had it in the basement. It got all moldy, and now it was in the garage fire. So I don't even know if it's even still alive, or not alive, but, you know, read and legible. So I'm going to read this. It's in the, I'll put it in the text chat here. It says, now, and again, this is Youth Instructor, August 20th, 1907, paragraph 1. It says, now as never before, the great and wonderful work of this message is to be carried on. Our periodicals are to be distributed by men and women in all stations, in all walks in life. Okay? From the prince to the pauper, brothers and sisters, it doesn't matter if you got money or you don't. Every one of us have to do this work. It says, young and old are to act a part. We have, as it were, been asleep regarding this matter. Let everyone professing the name of Christ act a part in setting forth the message. The end of all things is at hand. Prepare to meet thy God. Our publications should go everywhere. The circulation of our periodicals should be greatly increased. And so, amen. Oh, amen, Sister Vanessa. Praise God. But yeah, this is something that we just have to do. We got to print. That's all they kept hearing. Print the tracts, print the books, print the pamphlets. And buy the Bibles, because we're not going to print Bibles, you know. It's just, we can't make them that good. And so, praise God. And with that said, I'm going to drop, let me check my email. I don't see anybody got a hand up over there. Let me just check my email real quick here. Oh, Sister Mindy's got her hand up. But let me just see if I got anything, because my emails have been, well, I haven't been getting any this time. But I got texts, and so I've already shared those. So maybe everybody preferring Sister Mandy to do it. That's fine. Let me check them all. Okay, I just checked them all. I'm down to four emails now. I got rid of the POGM one because it was just, you know, wasn't working right anyway. So All right. Oh, Brother Alvin and Janice, I got something too. So, all right, let me drop the mic.
All right. Happy Sabbath. Do you hear me clear? Okay. So, I have a praise and also Janice's praise. I want to read Janice's praise for now and then my praise also. My dear sister wife said, I praise the Lord for all of us, and I want to share an experience proving God's mighty hand works amazingly and marvelously in the life of His obedient children. I was suffering from a very uncommon case for more than 2 years. My kids would call it an ultra-rare condition. I learned about it when a friend of mine noticed me. At first, I was in denial. I believe there is no side effect with that therapeutic drink I took. Until such a time, my husband and my family noticed it too. I was in deep anxiety, depression, and even developed low self-esteem. The only comfort I found was to cry to the Lord with humble heart and pleaded for His help. Even medical doctors are not familiar with my condition and won't even take a risk to make any trial. They say there is no cure. It is permanent or irreversible. And my husband and my kids never stop praying to God every single day. Our only hope is to trust entirely in Him, that one day He will answer our fervent prayer. It is very true. God answered our prayer, and we saw His mighty hand move and work miracles. Also, I thank God for touching the heart of one person who was used by God and became a blessing to us in this struggle, and for all the prayers of my beloved brethren. And in Psalms 30, verse 2, it says, O Lord, my God, I cried unto Thee, and Thou hast healed me. I will always look back to this experience for inspiration and encouragement. Truly, the goodness of God never fails us. Amen, amen, and amen. Your sister in Christ, Sister Janisa. Oh, that's really a blessing. And, for my testimony and praise, I would like to praise the Lord for the many blessings He bestowed upon my family and experiences in faith walking with the Lord in the year 2023, as well as the love and unity we have seen in our church family. And as I look back, I really praise the Lord for first, He allowed us to visit the Philippines last year and did a work there, and we were able to baptize a couple of brethren who accepted the Lord, as well as edifying our Philippine brethren in the Lord. And as we about to return, there was really a sadness in our heart because we have this burden. How can we physically attend to their spiritual need? You know, our Filipino brethren, we only meet them through online, but there was really a sadness in our heart when we left. But, after a month that we returned, the Lord heard our prayers, because after a month, He actually literally sent to additional ministers who are so dedicated and devoted in serving the Lord. And He added more faithful church members in different places in the Philippines. So the Lord really provided the encouragement what the church needs to be more closer to Him and further the cause in doing Bible studies. They now having house to house visitation, and they are actually distributing tracts. In fact, we just printed like how many 250,000 trucks in different trucks in the Philippines that they can hand over, and it's really a blessing. And aside from that, I praise the Lord and thankful because, as I look back, the Lord opened other countries like Papua New Guinea, Kenya, Fiji. You know, we have now literally like-minded faith brothers and sisters out there, you know, in their respective countries who are actually zealous in doing the work. And that's really amazing because the Lord is really gathering His children. So true, He has remnant all over the world, and He is now preparing us to be all united in the truth and one accord of love, so that we will be ready to receive the large measure of the latter rain He promised to His church, to us, His obedient church. And I'm thankful also and praising the Lord because of the men's studies every week that we do. Also last year, the camp meeting we did, which is really a blessing. So we look forward that this year the Lord will allow us to have that blessed camp meeting again to happen. Let's pray for that. Also, I'm thankful for the, you know, every month we have this elders meeting with Pastor Nick and all elders in different countries every month. We're talking about the plans and progress of the work, and it's really a blessing. So I praise the Lord for touching the heart of brothers and sisters in the church to do their spiritual duty in sharing their faith online and offline. No, not only even the young people, they are coming to the, you know, standing up for the Lord. So it's really amazing how the Lord have guided us all the way, and now we are in the new year, 2024, so fast, right? And I cannot stop praising the Lord for He is really, really good to us. Not only, you know, the physical health, He provided us also our spiritual needs. So again, I cannot stop praising and thanking the Lord, for He deserves all these praises and thanksgiving. So God bless us all, and let's continue serving the Lord with all our heart, soul, and body. All our talents, let's dedicate to Him. I love you, El, and thank you so much. Happy Sabbath once again.
Amen, brother. Thank you for sharing. I got one more praise here that I got in the email, and it's from Sister Hannah. And she says, "Hi, brothers and sisters, Sabbath blessings." She says, "I hope this isn't too long, Pastor." No, it's not. It looks fine. There is so much I want to say, as he deserves so much praise, but I shortened it as best I could. Amen. Sister Hannah says, "I want to praise the Lord for the joy and peace that he gives when by his strength and grace we do his will. I also want to praise the Lord for the trials, correction, and his grace and long-suffering towards me, as I fall short of his glory so often. Yet, in his kindness and mercy, he has picked me back up, and time and again, it is into his loving embrace. Praise his name for giving us all a deeper desire and hunger to overcome in all ways and glorify him. What a loving Father we have, that we can truly go to our Father with absolutely everything, our sorrows, hurts, struggles, questions, guidance, help to overcome whatever it may be. We can bring it all to him. I also want to share and praise the Lord for what happened the other day when sharing tracks with a gentleman. I felt led to give this gentleman some tracks, and so I gave him the tracks and said a few things. He got extremely upset. The Lord blessed me with so much peace and calmness as he was raising his voice and getting more upset. And as the gentleman gave me the tracks back, and as he was leaving, I smiled at him and said something else. I guess he said something else that I don't remember, and God bless. Or she said something else, and she doesn't remember what she said, God bless. It was then that he seemed to completely soften, and he seemed almost confused as to why I was being so kind to him. So he's gotten to his car. He seemed to want to say something kind to me, and he told me something along the lines of that. He hopes I genuinely have a nice new year. Praise be to God for touching his heart. Please keep this man in prayer. One last main praise. I praise God for the encouragement he brought in the midst of church trials through the scriptures, sermons, brethren, and the Holy Spirit. One evening specifically, as I was at my desk thinking about everything that was going on, the Lord reminded me that we had recently just started praying as a church family. And by the way, tonight, 7 o'clock Eastern Time, is when we do it online, by the way, in the same chat room, the same turbo, all that stuff. So, and so, you know, she says that the Lord started having us pray together as a church family. So no wonder Satan was attacking. It brought me so much encouragement amongst the sadness. Praise the Lord for all the praises and his many answered prayers. May our wonderful Lord bless you all. Jesus is coming soon. Amen. Amen and amen. And I forgot to go into detail in regards to the Matthew 18 we did recently. I'm not going to say who it was because it doesn't matter because it all worked out perfectly. And I got to say it was the best one I've ever been a part of because usually when someone in the church, like when you have to do a Matthew 18 on someone, and the Matthew 18 is never done on pastors or anything, you know, or elders. It's done on somebody in the pew, if you will. And 9 times out of 10 that we've seen over the years, when it gets past verse 15, or 16 rather, because verses 15, 16, and 17 is the Matthew 18 thing, where 15, you approach someone that you know is in sin, and if they refuse to acknowledge the truth that you presented, you go there with 2 or 3 witnesses to try to help them. Then if they refuse it, then you bring it before the church family. And usually when we get to the 2 or 3 thing and we're heading towards the church family, they leave the church. They don't want to deal with it, you know, the embarrassment or something, whatever. They just don't want to deal with it. And so they just disappear and just leave the church. And I praise God that this didn't happen to where with the recent one. Because, like I said, it's better to see. It's like, what was that one phrase that Sister White said? It's a shame to sin, but it's an honor to confess, or something like that. Because some, and okay, I shouldn't say 9 out of 10. I would say it was more than 50% of the time when people are approaching the Matthew 18 thing, they get all upset and leave the church. But sometimes they acknowledge it, and they're blessed by it, and that's what, again, happened. But it was the best I've ever seen in regards to how it was handled, and we're getting better at it. Let's just say that too, you know, so, because it's never going to end. It's going to keep happening, you know, with that kind of thing. Cause so, but okay. So it's in Testimonies, Volume 2, page 300, paragraph 2, where she says that it's. I have it on one of my sticky notes on my site. Oh, thanks. Not on my site, but on my main system. But if I turn that on, you're going to hear a lot of beeps and warnings and stuff because so many alarms have gone past. Oh, thanks, Alvin. He put it in the room. Brother Alvin, it is a shame to sin, but always an honor to confess sin. Okay, so I only missed the word always, the only one I left out. So, and how is it sometimes when you see the hearts, how do you click another heart? Because it's always only lets me click the little thumbs up thing. Yeah, somebody just clicked the heart again. I can only, you know, I don't know. Who cares? I'll just always click the thumbs up. Oh, you right click the thumb? No, that ain't doing it. No, right-click the thing? No? Must be a WaterFox thing, because it's just letting me, you know, check the HTML and stuff like that. All right, so let me check my... Ooh, we got a bunch of people with their hands up, so let me check my email one last time. See if I got any more. It always happens, too. I'll get an email for a praise 10 minutes after we close the service, but that's okay. We just share it next time. So I didn't get any, so I'll check it again, of course, but I'm going to drop the mic.
Okay. I have another praise here to share, and this is from Sister Letitia. And she says, I want to praise the Lord for his wonderful comfort, strength, and peace, and the love that he has for us through trials of life. I praise God for every opportunity to be able to guide and teach my kids and help them grow in the Lord. I praise him for opening my heart to understanding of truth and his word always when in study and even during our morning and evening studies together and the discussions I have with my crew through Bible readings. It's so amazing to see how things connect throughout the Bible. True blessing. Amen and thank you, God. Praise the Lord, sister. That is awesome. And I echo that praise as well. And I don't see any more praises in the chat room. If I've skipped over any, please let me know. And I'll go ahead and share my praise. I want to praise the Lord for blessing last year. As I echo a lot of you, your praises, you know, helping me draw closer to him and the trials that we've been through. And as Pastor Nick said, you know, the trials are what's making us stronger and preparing us for these last days. And even though they are a lot of hardships that we go through, you know, God always sees us through it. And I praise the Lord for that. And I praise the Lord for this is a new year, and I believe that our church is growing stronger, and we're becoming more of one accord and one mind, and, you know, we're going to be a force to reckon with, with the enemy. I truly believe that. We are going to be a force to reckon with, and that's why the enemy is going to attack us all the more, and we need to be prepared for that. And I praise the Lord that last week was my last full-time week working at Goodwill. Starting Sunday, actually, I'm only going to be working Sundays and Mondays and semi-retiring. And I praise the Lord for giving me the opportunity to do that and to be able to have more time to do the work he's called me to do and to get closer to him. And to spend more time with him and studying his word. And I'm just so looking forward to this year and just having more time. I know those of you that work full time, you get home and it's like you're just exhausted. I know I am. And it's like I'm going to be able to take better care of my house and, you know, laundry and house chores and things like that. Because when I get home from work, I don't feel like doing much. Except for, you know, getting dinner and getting ready to go to sleep. So I just praise the Lord for giving me the opportunity to have more time. And I pray that I spend that time wisely and glorify the Lord in that time. And I also want to praise the Lord for, you know, as many of you said, you know, all the blessings we had last year, the camp meeting was such a blessing, and I look forward to the next one and just growing closer to my brothers and sisters in Christ, my eternal family. And I just praise the Lord that, we are, how do I want to say this? I feel like we just love each other so much, and we're there for each other. And I praise the Lord for the Bible studies we have through the week. It just grows us closer. We have each other's back, which is what I want to say, I guess. We have each other's back. And, And if there's anybody that's struggling, you know, we pray for each other. We encourage each other. We're there for each other. And that's what a body of Christ is all about, right? We have to be there for each other. And if somebody's in need, we all help that person in need. That's what a church is all about. And I just thank the Lord for helping me when I was in need. We had car issues, and we're down to one vehicle, which is our old truck. And I praise the Lord that, you know, this church helped us. And I just pray the Lord for all that, those blessings. And, you know, I think of, you know, I know that we all have our weaknesses we're struggling to overcome, and let this year be the year that we overcome. And I pray for all of you, and I know you pray for me, that we all become overcomers, and we overcome our weaknesses. And, you know, we're climbing that ladder, and we're taking it step by step. And, you know, there might be times when we slip off that step, and that's going to happen. But you know what? We get back on that ladder, and we keep climbing up, and we keep fighting the good fight. And that's what we need to keep doing, brothers and sisters. Keep fighting the good fight and keep climbing that ladder, because you know who's at the top of that ladder? Our Lord Jesus Christ is at the top of that ladder, and he's waiting for us. And he's waiting for us to get to that top and for us to be with him forever. And I just pray that the Lord stirs in us a hunger for him and a hunger for his word like never before. And we study that word and we prepare for these end times, because it's not going to be, we know it's not going to be easy. We know it's going to be very hard, and we have to be strong and keep climbing. And I love you all. God bless.
Can I hop back on the mic, Nick, or were you on the mic, or were you still checking your emails? I don't know if he can hear me. Well, anyway, I take it he's not getting back on the mic at the moment, but I might as well jump back in and just share another praise, because as Nick was talking about the church trials that were going on, and also Mindy mentioned in the camp meeting, it moved me to think about the spiritual blessings that have taken place for us, at least for me and Danny from last year. For one, the camp meeting was definitely a highlight of our year. That was some of the most blessed moments that we've had in our walk with Christ, or even and also just in our life. Because it was us being together with brothers and sisters who have the same end goal as we do. It's someone that it's people who we can trust, people who we can study the Bible with, who we can pray with, and preparing for the latter rain, and also preparing for the coming crisis that is soon to come upon us. And it just so happened to be that not only the camp meeting really lit a fire in my spirit to want to do more for the Lord, but also in the midst of my appointments when I was out of work, starting in October, beginning of October, and from that point to now, that's when the Lord really moved upon me. And it was on my mind beforehand, but it really wasn't pressed upon me until then to start looking into the subject of Christ our righteousness. And sure enough, me and Danny started reading Christ our righteousness, the book that we're currently reading as a church family right now. We started reading that together, and it's been just thrilling our hearts so much. Gives us a whole new understanding of Christ our righteousness, and what it means to walk in the light of Jesus. And also, then us gathering together to have a prayer meeting prior to the study, that really upset the enemy, and we all can attest to that because of what the enemy was doing through certain individuals and just to try to disrupt the process. But praise be to God, though, that the Lord overcame for us, and the whole situation was taken care of, and all we can do is pray for those who are being used by the enemy. You know, we must just keep them in prayer in the hopes that they will return back to the path. But the subject of Christ our righteousness just really continually lit a fire in my spirit to even want to do more for the Lord. What was I going to say? Is also to the and just the prayer meetings themselves, just they make me so on fire, and then it just makes me kind of feel sad when it's over, and I'm like, oh, I got to go into this week. But then, you know, at the same time that when we go into the week, we've learned on the Sabbath, whether it's through the church service itself or the 7 o'clock study, we can share that with somebody who we come across, whoever the Lord sends our way. And so it helped me to not be ashamed of my faith, to stand firm, and also maintain a gentle spirit like Christ has. Because that's what Christ our righteousness is all about, is having Christ's character in our walk. And so the subject of Christ our righteousness, it came at a perfect time when I was down and out and out of work, and it gave me so much more time to spend with Him, do ministry work, and everything else that the Lord has done for us, you know, up to now. And the understanding of Christ our righteousness is only getting better, and the fire for the Lord is only getting even more brighter. And so not only is that a praise for me and Danny, but also just an encouragement to everyone here that each and every day, make it a priority to know what the Lord would have you to do, and also how you can better reflect Christ's character in your own walk. And there's a quotation in Gospel Workers that I don't have the exact page number. I actually have it in my phone, but I don't have it on me right now. I could put it in the room if I could find it. But the quotation goes along the lines of each day, spend at least 1 hour thinking about the life of Christ. And so that's my encouragement to each and every one of us here. And it's also something that I need to definitely do for myself as well. Alrighty, so I'm going to drop the mic and whoever else is coming on next.
Amen. Amen and amen. Another amazing testimony service. Let me check my email one last time and see if we got any more praises. I don't see any. Just in case some just sent in, let me try one last time, you know, kind of like OCD. Hey, you just keep checking. And, I don't see, I do have one for Brother Yaswant that I want to share. And then I'll check the email again after I share this. But he says, Sabbath blessings, dear Pastor Nicholas. I have a few praises. Sabbath blessings, dear brothers and sisters. Sabbath blessings to you, brother and sister. He says, I want to praise Jesus for my salvation, and I also praise the Lord for healing my leg to walk and attend work. Another thing is, I was sitting in a chair, and behind me there is a wall. And one of the four legs of the chair is broken, and I fell down suddenly from the chair, and the back of my head hit directly to the wall. And for some time, I felt like I lost all the sense of the organs. But I feel like I'm going to be disabled for some time. But I started praying to Jesus to heal me, and then slowly started getting sense in the organs. I guess his body is what he means, because that could be kind of traumatic, hitting your head like that. And he says, praise the Lord, there is no serious injury and everything is fine. I want to praise the Lord for wake me up from slumber and let me know what his plans for me, what his plans for me are. I really want to thank the Lord, for he has precious thoughts towards me. Yeah. An expected end, right? What is it? Jeremiah 29:11, I think. And then he finishes by saying, I request you all to pray for proper guidance and support from our Lord God and our Savior. I wish you all have a great Sabbath day. Yasland, your brother in Christ. And that reminds me of the one time that I was kneeling down next to my bed when I was getting ready for bed. And this was a couple years ago. Luke was still here. Thanks, Brother Anthony. Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. So, amen. Praise his name. He loves us so much. I went to go kneel down next to my bed like I do before I go to bed. You know, I always finish in prayer for the day. And as I knelt down, this was in the warm months, and so, like I said, it was a couple, 3 years ago. And as I knelt down, I always put my hands, you know, face my palms up, and I, you know, lean on my arms on the bed to make it easier. And when I did that, I felt something goofy underneath my left hand, and I look, and I lift up my left hand. It was a big old wasp, and I just put my hands on them, and I was crushing them with my hands, with the back of my wrist. And so I jumped up to try to swat them, and as I jumped up, I lost my footing because my little kneeler thing there, I have a pad down there, kind of threw me off, and then I fell backwards, and I flat-backed the door, and then the door hit the wall, and it shook the house. and I didn't get hurt. I thought, I mean, I rung my bell a little bit, but, you know, I want to praise God for that. And so, because that reminded me of what Yasmin just shared, but he did get hurt, but at least his prayer was answered so quickly. Amen. And so, but yeah, and then I, you know, the wasps, these are these black wasps we have. They have stingers, you know, and we got a whole family of them living inside the barn. And if you open the door and then slam it nice and hard, because they live inside the door jamb. It's an old barn, so it's got double doors. It's like, it looks like, it is a chicken coop, but it's big enough. It's like a barn. And when you pop the door up against the wall, all the wasps will come out, and you'll have like 30 or 40 of them swirling around your head. And for some reason, they never stung me. And I just do that every now and then just to have fun with it. But I never got stung by them. This one I didn't get stung by either. I just thought I was going to get stung. That's why I kind of leaped up to try to hit them. And, you know, I wasn't allowed to hit them. And so, because I hit the door instead. So, praise God that I survived that, because I could have gotten hurt, because I fell back, and I'm still trying to lift myself up, so I jumped back. You know, like your footing is, you know, I pushed up on one foot to try to right myself, and as I was doing that, it kind of catapulted me towards the door in a horizontal position, but then I just flat backed the door, and then it hit the wall. And, I had a I did calm down, obviously, but praise the Lord for this testimony service that, again, with as many as the Lord is just moving his hand, he keeps on moving it among his people. And I just can't wait to see what the praises are. Like, I remember when I was a baby Christian, I couldn't wait to see what my life was going to be like 20, 30, 40 years from now. I can't wait to see what the praises are going to be like, you know, 1, 2, 3 years from now, when we're really in the thick of it and it's really getting intense. I mean, it's intense now, yeah. As a matter of fact, 3.6, I think I just put it on my blog thing that I usually stack for the week. I just got this thing here the other day. More than 360 million Christians suffer high levels of persecution and the discrimination for their faith last year. And so, yeah, we're targeted. And so it's off the chart is what's going on out there in the world. And we expected it. See, it wasn't like the Lord like we're going to be caught off guard. He let us know in advance in the prophecies. And that's why it's going to be so scary for those quote-unquote Christians, you know, the Isaiah chapter 4, verse 1 types that only call themselves Christians to take away their shame, to make people think they're religious, and then they go to church every Sunday. You know, they don't study their Bibles. They might read them, but they certainly don't study them. They have no idea what's going on out there, and they make up all these strange theological claims that are just not found in the Bible. Theirs is going to be a scary lot, but praise God, we have that opportunity when the loud cry goes forth to help them see one last time, and many of them are going to embrace the truth. That's why they put up the Sunday laws to try to shut us up. So praise God, we're looking at some amazing days ahead of us. They're going to be intense, but it's going to be scary for them, but not for us. So praise God. And with that said, I guess we can end with a song, and then let me check my email one last time. All right, I got 4 emails, so I got to check them all. I really don't have to check the last one. That's just for my bills, and so I always check it anyway. So anyway, God bless. We'll have some music, and then we'll close in prayer.
I love the truth.
Thank you.
Amen. Deacon Neil, please do so. Heavenly Father, thank you so very, very much for everything that you have showed us in our lifetimes, and especially in the last 30 days. Thank you for the way your hand keeps being revealed to your children. And thank you for the way that you bless us with utterance, understanding, and remembering your verse, the scripture verses, so that we can share with whatever you would have us share with those people you can send our way. Thank you so much for that. And thank you for giving us the courage, the faith, the discernment, the wisdom, the focus, everything that we need. Not just when we go into the Word and be blessed with better understanding, but when we go forth and share with those you send our way. Thank you, Father. So thank you for blessing us with another testimony service in 30 days. It's just as blessed, if not more. And so thank you for the prayers answered yesterday and today and tomorrow. And thank you for the sometimes answering no, because again, we ask amiss. We really don't know sometimes what we're asking for. And so thank you for caring for us even there. And please bless everyone on our prayer list. We again lift up all those that are on the list, those that are ailing and those that are in intense situations. We uplift Brother Tony and Sister Marie so that your healing hand is upon Tony and the peace of Jesus is upon both Tony and Sister Marie, even Sister Letty, you know, because what she's going through too. And it's just not it's not easy. And we also uplift our daughter, Lee, with what she just recently went through. And Father, we praise you again. Forgot to mention this earlier, but the young girl that was in the room, I guess, next to Brother Tony, young girl was intubated, and we all prayed. And now Sister Marie told me just a little while ago that the girl is no longer intubated and sitting up in the bed. And so thank you, Father, for answering that prayer too. And Father, we offer these prayers, these praises, this love to you to the best of our ability in the name of your precious Son, our Savior and our King for eternity, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.